Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up, Steve Weiss is going to join us. Great stuff from Sam Mitchell. If you missed that interview, it's online at odyssey.com. Go rewind it. All right, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Day-Day's out on vacation. Dom is in and has been all week long.
The Dominator.
The Dominator, that's right. are we going to start using that, right?
I think, hey. You know me, I come up with the nicknames around
gotta,
here.
Got to use it.
You
I
are,
like it.
Henceforth, the Dominator.
I love it, man. What's going on today, bro?
All righty, so I got a couple things that I want to talk to you guys today about. And first things first, I actually want to ask, because Mike, you said something yesterday that I didn't get a chance to ask you about in Yeah Man, No Man. You were talking about sleeping and that you haven't been getting a whole bunch of sleep because of the thunderstorms and stuff.
Yeah,
like
now
that.
The wife, or the wife snores like a freaking freight train, man. And I keep you know, like trying to poke her, like rub. You know, no, it's just the wife snores, big snorer.
Okay, got you.
Big but, snore.
So I wanted to clarify. So
relentless snoring.
I think we got it.
I mean, and I use ambient noise in the background.
Yeah, you got to.
I use airplane cabin noise, that white noise. So it's like. Mm-hmm. It's like and even just, and it's there's no rhythm to it because if at least the snoring gets in the rhythm with the ambient noise, it'll all blend in together.
It blends together.
No, there's no. It's like,
I think we got it.
All right.
My wife snores like Snicker Chortles. Anyway, back to you.
Wow.
All righty. So that actually led me to ask. I love when it rains and stuff like that. I feel like that's when I get the best sleep, thunderstorms and stuff. I like the same thing that you do as far as putting on the TV and stuff, like putting on rain sounds or something like that. So, Yeah Man, No Man, do you all agree that thunderstorms equal the best sleep, period?
Unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, we've had this kind of like War of the Worlds. Right. Lightning never hits the same place twice. and enough light, ambient light comes in the room to wake me up at like 2 in the morning. So, I'm going to say No Man.
Yeah, I am a light sleeper for the most part, and if it is thundering, as Mike says, like, you know, when it's bad, I will normally wake up. I'll tell you what else, because my wife is a weather freak. Those alerts on her phone go off, right? So that's the other thing. Beep. This is a Fox 5. I'm like, come on. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
All right? So that also happens.
Max volume.
Oh, yeah. I mean, WSB. I mean, like, oh, come on. So those weather alerts go off.
But they have, like, a soft way to do it? Like, hey, it's Joanne Feldman. Like, hey, babe, it's Joanne Feldman. Wake up.
Yeah. It's
we got a storm.
It's always, like, right here in your face because they got to get your attention. And I get it. But I would tell you if it's a normal storm and at night, yeah, I do. I could sleep the night away with no issues, no problems. But if it's bad, I'm a warrior.
Yeah, me too.
And so I've talked about the trees and all that stuff, and you just like, you know, and especially when the wind's blowing, it's on your mind.
Yeah.
And so I will tell you that it just depends on the level of storm. But if it's normal rain, you know, 11 midnight or whatever. I'm done too.
My thing is just because now I'm like Carl. I'm a worrywart, and we have like this sort of tornado alley near Noonan, which is about 5 clicks south of where I live. And so it's always and the house. The deal was we had the bargain was we had a pool, but that's why I've got a man loft, no man cave because we're on a slab. So if there's some bad weather, you got to huddle in the steel encase like under the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with my Dan Marino helmet on.
And you got to have protection.
And a tiny, you know, Deion Sanders autographed mini helmet for the dog. But anyway.
Under the stairs, you got like a Harry Potter situation?
Literally, they have the previous owner had like these steel plates installed. So it is kind of like a safe space.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm a huge fan of it. Like I said, I love thunderstorms. All right. Next up, Megan 2.0 is a movie that's coming out. It's about the little robot AI girl. But they released the popcorn bucket.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And, of course, it's kind of just like, you know, looks like her opens up, like, from the head or whatever. But it got me thinking, popcorn buckets, these limited edition ones, are right. becoming, like, a really big deal.
Oh, yeah, they
we
are.
We saw the one from Dune that looked a little questionable.
Yeah, it looked like something else.
Yeah.
Dune kind of looked like certain nerds would certainly enjoy it many ways, Carl.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was basically a popcorn bucket the size. It looked like one of the worms on Arrakis.
It did.
Yeah, it looked a little questionable. But, yeah, man, no, man. The popcorn buckets are getting out of control. We need to relax on them because I feel like we get them for every damn movie.
Well, now we do. And part of it is they also realize that if you're a fan of that movie or that series, you're going to buy it. It's like merch, right?
Jurassic Park, they got a popcorn bucket for their next movie.
Correct. And so now people are literally taking them home as collector's items after they clean the huge bucket out. But look, I think they're cool. I just don't know, like, are they extra? Because that's the part
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're
right?
They typically cost a little
costs
bit.
More.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay, what, $5 more on average?
Maybe even more.
Okay. So that's my issue. Like, if it just comes with the regular popcorn and, oh, here's a collector's item. But I think that's the thing that's driving this is the extra cost. It's extra revenue, et cetera. But I do like them. I'm like, I'm all for it. I'm going to say, yeah, man, I think it's cool. And look, we're always trying to enhance our movie experience. So, you know, we're all walking in with the same buckets in Jurassic Park, whatever it's going to be. Okay, that's cool. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm never going to take one. What am I going to do with it?
The bucket?
Yeah, we're going to use it.
Wash the car or something.
I mean, you want popcorn at home.
You can wash the car with it or something.
It's more junk to clutter the house.
It is much more.
Good job, Dominator. What's next?
All righty. So last one here before we get out, and it's kind of tying back into this conversation we were having with SGA not too long ago. Charles Barkley came out a few days ago and basically said, hey, NBA, Ant-Man isn't the face, SGA is. Mm. And that got me thinking, yeah, man, no, man, the NBA will actually embrace an international player to be the face of the league.
I kind of felt like they were trending that way with Giannis, but they still had LeBron on the clock, so there's no reason to do that.
Right.
But SGA, because that's the thing, SGA, the funny, remember we had that conversation during the Olympics, and guy's like, why isn't SGA on the team? He's from Canada.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
I think they are going to, I'm talking about the league, they're going to do anything to embrace the growth of the league. And if having an international player like Joker or Giannis, which has done this, or, you know, SGA, who's the MVP, if it helps the league and continues to grow, I don't think they have an issue with it. I think we, as Americans, have an issue with it because for so long it's been an American who's led the way.
It's our sport.
It's our thing.
7 years of a non-American as MVP.
Yeah. So Sam Mitchell just mentioned this, and he's right. All the best players right now, sorry, are international dudes, right? These are guys that either have been born or come from another country and have come in and own the NBA. And so I don't know, man. I when you say embrace, and by the way, this whole face thing, let me say this. This is why it's important because some people think that it's not. The league, when David Stern was running the league and its growth, its incredible growth, it was all about pitting opponents and faces against each other. It's the Magic Bird thing. It's the Jordan face, right? So the thing is, the league has been built on these personalities, not teams. Mike just talked about the NFL. Who's the next quarterback of the Colts after Peyton Manning leaves? Well, I don't know, but I like the Colts. NBA wasn't built that way. The popularity didn't grow that way.
And it's funny how the NBA, they've gone through some of these sort of like, and they've got to find the heir apparent for LeBron. It was after MJ stepped away, and there was sort of pretenders. Remember Larry Johnson was going to be the guy?
Grandmama.
And then, you know, Shaq was going to be the, eventually Shaq did sort of become the guy, but Iverson, and it was funny because Iverson was like the, he had the street cred, but like, oh, Madison Avenue, like, I don't know about this, you know, in the league office. So it is interesting to see how that next guy becomes the dude. But yeah, I think at this stage, you could. At some point, and SGA could be that guy because Canada, despite what some people say, are cousins.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't have an issue with it. I don't think the league does because it helps grow the game, Dom. Yeah, man, on that. Good stuff.
That's all I got.
The Dominator!
Dominator!
Hey, man, coming up, we've got Sam Weiss who's going to join us. Mike, does he know anything about this Aaron Rodgers situation?
Well, we're going to definitely work on wickety-wickety Weiss to string against some 4-1-1 because if the Steelers can't get him in there, could that be our final chance to get Cousins off the books?
And the Georgia Tech-Georgia game, the time of that game announced, along with some others. We'll fill you in coming up as part of our dog report next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.